We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. The song they play at Lambeau every time they score a touchdown. I think they played this song there.
You know, this was kind of a personal choice because way back in the day when I worked at a classic rock station,
yes,
we used to play this every Friday at 5 o'clock, and
nice.
We called it the Friday song.
I like it.
I forget who sings this. I got it.
Todd Rundgren.
Great song.
Yeah, I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
He's so good. He's so underrated.
No doubt.
This is a Friday party song,
yep.
Baby.
Well, things have changed.
Tiger just sunk a putt.
Narnia boy, Justin Harding, missed about a four-footer to save par. He ends up with a bogey. He's now dropped a stroke to 6-under. Johnson is 6-under. So Molinari, Day, and Koepka still on top at 7-under.
Tiger just birdied on 11. Nice, steady putt from about 6 feet. So he is -4, 3 strokes off the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Very up and down day for Tiger. I believe, I'm going by memory here, I think he's had 4 birdies and 2 bogeys today. He's giving them back. He's been up and down. But, yeah, nice 2-under for the day, 4-under for the tournament, 3 strokes off the lead. Molinari, Day, and Koepka all at 7-under. DJ and Harding at 6. Harding was at 7, yesterday's co-leader, after a bogey and birdie-free front nine. But then he's been red hot on the back nine, but then shanked his tee on 18 and lost his
score. Rom to save par here on 11, Craig.
Okay, yeah, he's the play partner with Tiger.
A 9-footer. He's 5-under. This is a big putt right here if he can save par. Got it!
Nailed it!
But Tiger had a great approach at White Dogwood on number 11, and that set up that birdie. That was a great, two great shots overall by Tiger right there.
My fear for those that like to cheer for Tiger Woods at the beginning of the day, was yesterday at this time, you know, 3-under was the lead, and he got to 2-under. In fact, he got to 3-under, I believe, and then lost a stroke, got to 2-under, and he went home yesterday, one off the lead. But when we went home at 6 o'clock, everybody started, they were on fire,
yeah.
And also it was a birdie fest, and suddenly the lead was like 7-under, and Tiger was 5 strokes back before he even started the day. I thought the field was going to get away from him a little bit, and then he was a little pedestrian on the front nine. Getting a nice standing ovation from the crowd here, too, as he goes to the tee box at, is it 12? And everybody's loving it.
He's on 12. Yep, 4-under on 12.
All right, now the question is Chris, who's supposed to call in this hour, is he there? Did he bail and go home because he likes to get there early?
I don't know how he bails with Tiger like that. I just don't. I would have thought he would have called in if Tiger had an earlier tee time today. These are all preset before.
Yeah.
The first two rounds. But knowing Tiger is teed up right before 2 o'clock, like 10 before 2, and now that he's right in the thick of things here, and Chris is probably following him around, I don't think Chris is leaving. I really don't.
Well, that's just wrong. Our show is more important than Augusta, right?
No. To us it is, but...
And he's the program director here.
Not today.
not today. It's Rick Church.
Here comes the par 3 for Tiger. This now, if he nails this... Don't you think he's going to be on fire? I think he's about to heat up here.
He's going to overshoot this one.
Really?
I mean, this is amen corner. Things can happen here.
And this is tough because you come up short here. You can hit the green, the ball roll back into that bunker or off the green. We've seen it roll into the water.
You've got to be almost perfect here.
I think he's going to nail. I think he's within 12 feet.
All right. Well, we shall see.
I don't know.
I think he shanks this one.
He's not shanking it.
He's got adrenaline going through his bones.
That's Zach Johnson.
Here. We got to recap the Zach Johnson. All right, here's the shot.
Ball's up in the air.
Now it's coming down. Right above the green.
Oh! Pete right again.
He nailed it within 6 feet of the hole.
Oh.
It just died. It didn't bounce. It didn't roll. It just came straight down at the pin.
Shazam.
That was one of the most beautiful shots I've ever seen.
Oh, that is fair. That, I mean, literally, boom.
The crowd, and we're doing this without the volume on. The crowd. All right, I agree. If Chris is in this mix, he's blowing us off.
No way is he calling after that. After that, No way.
This is like a game-winning drive of a Super Bowl kind of crowd energy right now.
It is. It is. Things are heating up.
He's going to be within
He hits and makes his birdie, and it's a tough – it's going to be – it's no gimme for a birdie, but if he makes, it's five under.
Oh, two off the lead. All right. We'll keep that going. Now, if you're just tuning in, the day started off a little unusual for Zach Johnson on 13. You want to explain what happened to him?
Zach Johnson lined up his tee shot on 13. That's
a
zelly. Yeah, it's a 510-yard par five.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Took a practice swing that wasn't so much a practice swing. Accidentally hit the ball off the tee box on the right side. It ricocheted about 4 yards in front of him, but because of the new rule because there was no intent, he got to re-tee it, blast a 285-yard, probably a three-wood, on this par five, just the way the dog leg was. Blasts another shot onto the green. Now he's got an eagle putt, misses it, but did get the birdie putt at the time that put him at one over. But the announcers at the time on it was only seen online on Andrew Catalone and Billy Krabsart. They had never seen any. I had never seen anything like it from a pro golfer.
No.
We have done it. I've done it before. But certainly did not see it from a pro golfer. But that's how it started the day. And I tweeted it out so you can see it in case. And he laughed about it. But everybody knew right away that there was no intent.
Yeah.
Although, like you said, there's a little gray area there about what is and what is not intent.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. It is.
Because I'll bet you there would have been other golfers. Who was in this threesome? I forget. But I wouldn't be surprised if other golfers or someone, you tell me not one other golfer may have complained about that.
I would have. I'd been a stickler for competition.
I mean, clearly it wasn't intent, but you know what? It wasn't that obvious that it wasn't intent.
Yeah. I agree.
But people who knew him right there, immediately everybody said, yeah, there's no intent there. Yeah.
Well, with that in mind, and that was very embarrassing, we're asking you, our listeners who have all golfed before, to give us your best embarrassing or wildest golf story has ever happened to you or a friend or a buddy that you were with. And we've been sharing those on the phone line at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
All right, now, because we're watching ESPN, I'm also on my laptop. I have Masters.com on, and play has just been suspended because there is a massive front coming in, a massive storm headed to Augusta, and they just flashed up on my screen that play is – it's on the big scoreboard. It says play suspended. So, and as – Ostersian?
No, Oosthuizen.
Putting for eagle at 5 under, and he misses it.
But are they going to let Tiger finish his putt on 12?
I don't know. It's ominous right now. He's looking. Tiger's looking. He's got a birdie putt coming up here, but this is probably going to be it for the day once all these guys are done. And
Oosthuizen
makes his birdie. So
is it Hazen or Housen?
Anyway, he's at 6 under.
All right.
He's at 6 under.
He won the British Open. He's won a major.
That's right.
We should pronounce his name correctly. He's won a major.
Tiger Online is talking to an official.
He wants to finish this out.
Of course he does.
When he walked to the hole,
he
had that Tiger walk. He was playing with the crowd. Crowd loved it. This is a moment.
And now he's pointing. I'm looking at my line. Tiger's now pointing, and I think they're kicking him off. Think they're telling him to get off.
What's
he's walking
facial
away.
Expression? Is he mad?
No, it's just he's pointing to his caddy saying we're out. And I think they have suspended. They have indeed suspended play here. No one's on the green. They're done.
Oh.
At least for temporarily. Now Chris may call.
Now Chris can call in.
There goes Tiger as you see him right here. He's on TV. We're watching him right now. He's on 13. Mm-hmm. Walking back over the bridge at Amen Corner at Azalea.
Wow. This is unfortunate.
Now, what a surreal scene this is. Tiger walking alone back over the bridge to get off the course safely.
Yeah.
There's some of the security guy. Then you got to figure the carts are going to be out there to take him
well,
in.
Well, somebody
right?
texted in about an hour ago, said that there were some ominous storms to the southwest of Augusta. And it looked like at the time it would miss it, but they don't want to take any chances.
Nope.
Lightning can hit you from 5 miles away.
There it is, officially ESPN now putting it up there, weather delay.
Just a delay. That doesn't mean they're done for the
day. Tiger's going walking through the woods. Some secret entrance. I told you, it's Narnia. They're going to could end up through a wardrobe.
Wow.
At the end.
He literally
disappeared to the woods, like the end of the scene in the cornfield in Field of Dreams.
He knows where the secret cabins are.
He just disappeared.
Well, I'm just, he just got the Tiger momentum going. This is the worst possible time.
And he had a birdie putt of, how do you go? That's going to be his first shot when play resumes, about a 4.5-foot birdie putt that could get him within 2 shots of the lead.
Man.
Now what's going to happen is
a big deal.
Depending on how quick the storm is,
yeah,
it didn't look like a huge sell. But depending on how quick the storm is, they're going to have to either come back on and play maybe later today or finish this round up tomorrow.
All right, while we are in a weather delay, let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Your best golf stories. Start you off with Jeff in Naples. You're out with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, doing good. Hey, by the way, thanks. I've been driving around, so thanks for the great coverage on the Masters there.
Thanks.
Our pleasure.
I'm not near a TV until about 6.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I got a funny one. We were playing Whirlwoods. Mm-hmm. About 4 or 5 years ago, and we teed up, we were playing the second tee box, I forget what color it was. I hit the ball, my drive started off real low.
Yeah.
Well, the tee box in front of us was probably about 5 yards to the left.
Yes.
So the tee box marker was right in front of where we drive.
Yeah.
I smoked a drive, it hit the tee box marker in front of us, came back so fast, went between my buddy's legs, standing right next to me on our tee box.
Really?
Oh, man.
He got lucky,
huh? Oh, my goodness. We all we had a mini heart attack, but at the same time, just busted out laughing because we've never seen anything more ridiculous.
That's pretty funny.
That's great.
I'm glad everybody was okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Appreciate it. I just saw the weather cell on a radar picture. But it's only green and yellow. It's not
No. There was a little bit of red. There's very little. Yeah, I don't think this is going to last.
It's not a large cell.
I don't think it's going to last long, but they're not going to take any chances. I just don't know. You couldn't let Tiger finish that putt?
I would have. It's too big. Too big of a moment. He's sitting there on Amen Corner, 6 feet from the hole, with a chance to get within 2 of the lead. Unbelievable. Let's go to the phones.
Frustrating.
Dave and Punta, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Hello.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
I know. Hey, listen, I'm going back to when we're in our 20s. There was four of us, and in about the middle of the game, the guys started getting a little crazy and decided to use the golf carts for bumper cars.
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid. I was the only sane one there. Yeah. But anyway, so we're going along one of the lakes, and the other guy's trying to ram us, so we get out of the way, and he goes right into the drink.
Oh, my God.
So you got just the top of the cart sticking out of the water.
Jeez.
So he comes crawling out. He's only got one of his $200 golf shoes with him.
Oh, no.
So as we're laughing, now a cop comes up over the hill because some guy who was golfing slacked down a cop. He said that we stole his golf ball.
His golf ball?
Oh, my God.
He flagged down a cop because he thought we stole his golf ball.
Oh, my God.
It just got insane from there. Then the backhoe had to come out. But it was a crazy day.
Oh, my God.
That's not crazy.
We're not allowed there anymore.
I guess not. Kind of snowballed out of control on you for sure.
Wow.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks for calling, Dave. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Let's, again, crazy or embarrassing moments on a golf course in honor of Zach Johnson today who
quick little bit of breaking news in the NFL, and Rick will like this. Vikings and wide receiver Adam Thielen have agreed to a 4-year, $64 million extension. That's 16 a year, kids.
He was the best in the league, arguably, this year at his position. Let's go to Peter in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Hello.
Hey, Peter.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Great. How you doing?
Great show. Keeping updated on ESPN Golf.
Thanks. Rain delay now, but we're doing our best. Thanks, pal.
All right. So, I used to caddy up at a golf club in Minnesota that my family belonged to. And a good friend of my dad's, who also belonged to the club, owned a string of grocery stores. And he had a big golf outing for all suppliers. And he brought in Gary Player to play golf with the group, and everybody got to play one hole with Gary Player, but this was in the late 60s.
Uh-huh.
And so I got to play a golf hole with Gary Player and watch him give us a clinic on getting out of a sand bunker. It was a wonderful
wow.
day.
And he's still in great shape.
By the way, what tip did he give you? Because I could use that myself.
I don't remember because it sure didn't work for me after that.
That's too bad. Well, that's cool. Got to play with Gary Player. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate that. All right.
Gary's still in great shape.
Yeah, he is. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. David in the Cape. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Hey guys. Great show, just want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
So this past year I was in Orlando where my in-laws live, and I was invited unexpectedly to do a scramble with my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. So I'm in this scramble, and so he told me to bring my golf stuff, and my shoes have been sitting in the garage for, I've had these shoes for like 5 years, they've been sitting in my garage, and I wear them, my golf shoes, and starting on hole two, they started to slowly disintegrate and fall apart as I'm playing with my father-in-law.
Yeah.
So every hole, a piece of my golf shoe would come off, and by the time we did the turn to the 10th hole, I didn't have cleats or any bottoms to my golf shoes, and I had to go and put on my regular shoes. But needless to say, it didn't look good in front of my father-in-law.
No, wow. I bet. I had a similar story. Thank you, David. I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
David.
I've had, up until this year, I had the same golf shoes for years, and the bottoms just finally wore out and came off right in the middle of a round just a few months ago. And then I went over to Lumpy's Golf and got myself some new shoes, but yeah, I wore them until they were done.
Unbelievable. We're trying to keep people up to date and everything else besides the Masters. A little bit of a rain delay right now. There's another report coming out. Luke Walton got fired today, or they parted ways. Assistant coach Lou, again, is in the mix. He's the front runner to take over, believe it or not, as predicted here last year.
Yes.
But now there's a story coming out. We'll get right back to the calls in a second with golf stories, that the Lakers prevented Lonzo Ball from undergoing a – this is from Sports Illustrated. Lakers prevented Lonzo Ball from undergoing a potentially unauthorized surgery earlier this season, according to The Athletic. The incident was one of the headaches that former Laker president of basketball operations, Magic Johnson, grew uncomfortable dealing with before his sudden resignation on Tuesday. He had told Confidence he wanted to return to just being Johnson instead of president. So the incident occurred when Ball traveled to Ohio in late February after the point guard suffered a season-ending grade 3 ankle sprain in January. According to The Athletic, the surgery was planned by Ball's former business partner, Alan Foster, with LaVar Ball's knowledge, and the doctor had also operated on LiAngelo Ball. The Lakers found out when Ball called GM Rob Pelinka. Ball was informed the organization would not allow it and could void his contract if he went through with the surgery. Ball parted ways with his old agent and is also suing Big Baller Brand co-founder Foster for damages of at least $2 million. Ball said the decision to part ways with his agent, Harrison Gaines, was unrelated to the situation with Foster. What a mess.
I wonder if he wanted to get that same surgery that Jalen Hurts got, that new experimental surgery where they kind of put a string through your ankles to hold a high ankle sprain together.
Maybe.
I wonder.
What a mess.
Interesting. That's fascinating. Yeah. All right, back to the phones on a Friday. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Jeff in Fort Myers. What's up?
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Fantastic.
All right, so two parts to this story. I'm sitting on a tee box. I smack a drive off the toe. Mm-hmm. Hit my buddy in the face.
Oh!
He was all right. He was all right.
Uh-huh.
I teed up again, pushed out the longest drive I'd ever had in my life.
Nice.
I was in high school at the time.
Yeah.
It was about 270 it went out.
Nice.
So we all get down to my ball. Just as I'm about to take my next shot, I feel something smack me in the back of my leg. Felt like a bee sting.
Uh-huh.
I turn around. There's a ball sitting there.
Uh-uh.
Somebody on the tee box behind me hit me with their drive.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So the golf gods got me back. Hit my buddy.
They sure did. How'd you do on the hole, Jeff?
I parted.
All right. Nice. Good boy.
All right.
Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. John in Fort Myers Beach. What's up?
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. What's happening, man?
Not much. How's the beach today? Nice and sunny.
Oh, my God. It's killer, man. I about got a wreck looking at some tail right here. But anyways, yeah, I'm in my car. But
yeah, those kites are bad this time of year. I understand.
Oh, Jesus. You got to watch it breaks, bud. Hey, yeah, when I was like 13, my dad's a great golfer. I mean, he had like 13 hole-in-ones. Just outstanding golfer. But yeah. Let me caddy for him when I was like 13 years old at the city tournament up in Hamilton, Ohio. And that was a real privilege for me. I was really honored, you know. And we're on the third hole, and he misses a short putt. He's the hothead. He throws his putter. It went over the trees and landed on the next green over.
Oh.
Johnny, go get that. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, that's
right. Right.
Wow. Look over to that green. These guys are looking at me on the – I was embarrassed. I'm 13 years old picking up. Yep. Pulling a putter out of a green, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
good.
Third.
All right. He still did all right. All right, thanks, John. I appreciate the call.
13 hole-in-ones. Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
I challenge that, but.
Are you calling BS?
That's good.
All right. We are a couple of things going on. We're having some fun. First of all, we're taking phone calls on your most embarrassing or outrageous moments on a golf course.
They have stopped play. Koepka, De Molinari on top at 7-under. Johnson, Scott, Oosthuizen. I'm never going to get that name right. And Harding are stroke back at 6-under. Rahm and Poulter at 5-under. Tiger at 4-under. But Tiger has a birdie putt of 4.5 feet, but we may not get to see that until tomorrow. Because there's a front coming in, a bad storm. They stop play, even though we haven't seen any rain yet.
I think it's just a sell. I think it's a sell. They'll resume play. They got another 2 hours of daylight.
Yeah, depending on how the sell lasts. But so far, it's been about 15 minutes to come off the course. I've yet to see a drop of rain. It's overcast.
I agree.
The sky's ominous. But they could have made Tiger at least finish up his 4.5-foot birdie putt.
I agree. I do think they will play. It was just one sell. It was
moving. I agree.
And moving quickly at that. Ted in the Cape. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Hey,
what's up?
Good. Thank you, guys. I love the show.
Yeah,
it gets my hour commute. It gets me home. So
thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
I got a good one for you. I was years ago, 30 years ago, I'm golfing with my buddy. We're in our mid-20s. We got paired up with this older lady couple. They were in like their 60s.
Uh-huh.
We're in our mid-20s. Like, oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
This is going to be awful.
Yeah.
Anyways, they hit the ball straight down the middle all day.
Yep.
And absolutely killed us, embarrassed us. So we're at the end. They have one hole that's an elevated, about 100 yards.
Yeah.
So me and my buddy go up. We had a 9-iron. Both of us are up on the green. We know that. She comes up, gets a 5-wood.
Yep.
And whacks it up there like, wow, yeah, that's pretty close. That should be good. So we get up there. We pull up there, and there's only 2 balls on the green.
Right.
And we know we're close.
Right. Yep.
So me and him get up like 2 little kids. It's my ball. No, it's my ball. We get up. We're running. We literally run to the hole and go over. Like, yes, there's a ball. There's a ball. We pick it up. It's the old lady's ball.
Oh, the hole-in-one with the 5-wood.
The hole-in-one with a 5-wood.
Wow.
And it's funny. So we're like, let's not tell anybody. That's embarrassing. We won't tell anybody. Love the day. Great day. No lie. Hole for Thanksgiving. 15 years later, me and my buddy, we go off at the same little place.
Oh, no.
And we go there, and we have a beer at the 18th hole. I'm going to the bathroom, and I walk by, and I see this plaque, holes in one.
Yeah.
And I look up there, and it's got the woman's name, it's got me and my buddy's name on the plaque as witnesses.
Oh,
really?
That's fantastic.
Wow.
So I go back 15 years later, I'm like, oh, my God, this lady's still haunting me.
That's hilarious.
And I still haven't come close to a hole-in-one yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you're part of
one. At least you saw
one. Your name's on a plaque, man. That's
all
that
matters. Name's on a plaque.
Exactly. So at least I got something on it.
All right, thanks. So. I appreciate
it. That's great. My dad actually got a hole-in-one with a 5-wood, but from 180 yards out over a pond way back in the day.
Did he frame it? Frame the ball?
Yes, he did. It was a yellow pinnacle.
Yeah?
It was a yellow pinnacle. Never forget it. We still have it. We still have it.
John in Fort Myers, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, John.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Great.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling.
Good. Listen, I can tell you, I was the kid on the golf course that you, if you were a golfer, you hated. one of my buddy's moms worked for one of the tournaments down in Doral in Miami.
Uh-huh.
The Genesis tournament, I think it was called.
Yes.
And so there, somehow, myself, we both got signed up to be standard bearers. So there we are walking around with these poles attached to these straps that go around your neck and your back and with all the players' names and their score from hole to hole. And I'm not a golfer. I knew nothing about it, especially at the time I was like 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
So there I am standing with this pole, as these professional golfers are trying to tee off, I'm just standing kind of in front of them. Like, not right in front of them where it's very obvious, but kind of the side making noise with all the stuff that's in my little pouch that I have to start putting up there.
Yeah.
And they're just staring at me.
Yeah.
I just felt like such a jerk because I realized I shouldn't be here.
I gotcha. I got. Sometimes you can feel that way on a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Sean. Sean in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. Good. How are you?
Doing well. Worst golf story ever. It took place in the greatest state ever, Ohio. And was golfing in Toledo, Ohio, and taking a little nature break in the porter potty.
Yeah,
sure.
I guess this turns out to be a bad friend story.
Yeah.
Where I hear the sound of an electric cart get louder and louder and louder, and I take a look out at the vents above me, and my good friend, best man at my wedding, rams into the porter potty with the golf cart.
On purpose.
Flashes all over the place.
Oh, God.
So flashes all over the place.
Oh.
Got kicked off the golf course with all kinds of feces all over my legs.
Oh!
Yep.
You might win for the worst story of the day. And by that, I mean the best story of the day. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, terrible.
All right, Sean.
What a crappy ending.
Have a great one.
Thank you. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Towel off. All right. Shall we
hold on. Let them hold it. Drew, Adam, and company, hold on. We got to take a quick break here, bro.
All right. We're still waiting to see if Chris is going to bother to call
us. He's not
calling. It's a rain delay in Augusta. At least he could do for his show. Sheeman and Shepherd here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Friday. Round two at the Masters. Been about a half hour weather delay, but let me just update you real quick on what's going on out there. Molinari, Day, and Koepka in the clubhouse tied for the lead at 7-under. Dustin Johnson, Justin Harding, they are 6 back. Tiger Woods was on Amen Corner and just on 12, just put it within 6 feet.
Or 13, I think.
Was it 13?
13, yeah.
Okay. I think it was 12. Because
he's minus,
complete. I got him right here on the Masters leaderboard through 11. So
I got here now. Okay, now he's you're right. Now he's on 12. You're right.
Yeah.
He is 12. Sorry,
but
my bad.
It's a par 3.
Yep.
And it's that scenic par 3 that we don't.
Golden Bell.
And he just launched it into the air and dropped it 6 feet within the pin.
Flag. Yep.
Right after getting a birdie on 10. So he's within he's 4-under. If he gets birdie here, he'll be within 2 strokes of the lead. But again, the weather delay happened right as he was, I mean, had all the momentum and was rolling. So this is what's interesting. Now he's got to come back cold and look, try and sink this putt.
I have yet to see a drop of rain. I just saw a picture online on Masters. He's got a towel over his clubs, but I haven't seen a drop of rain yet. Now, that cell they showed did have some red in it, but apparently they're getting ready to resume play here, like right now.
But
I've yet to see a drop of rain. Have you?
No, nor have we heard from Chris, by the way,
who's
supposed to call.
No, you're not going to.
And yes, Texter, I know they don't allow cell phones. You can go back to where you check them in at the media room, which he has access to, and that was the plan for him to call. So we'll give him a hard time.
But we do know there was a memo sent out by people at Augusta that they are making contingency plans to play on Monday already because Sunday's supposed to be a washout.
Sunday, yeah. They're
the potential to be a washout. Now that's live. Here we go.
We're back on action. That was Lee, who was in the group with Tiger, the last one to tee off. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. We have Adam and Gus who have waited patiently through the break while we're taking horror and horror stories from the golf course or most embarrassing moments on the golf course. Let's go to Adam in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Adam.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Thank you for waiting. What's your story?
So I used to do donor relations at the University of Akron where the Bridgestone Invitational is.
Ah.
And every year we take out donors to go play the practice rounds with some of the pros.
Nice.
So I'm out there with Justin Rose, Adam Scott, and DJ.
Wow.
And they let me tee off on one of the par fives. And, you know, I think I'm all that.
Yeah.
Tee it off. 2 feet straight into the ground, and it plugs.
Oh, it plugs!
So I was lucky enough that they felt bad after laughing for a good 5 minutes, and I got a signed golf ball by all of them in my office now down here.
That's worth it! Did you hit driver?
Oh, absolutely. DJ whips out his driver. I'm not going to tell him no.
Yeah. was it his driver that he let you use?
Yeah, the blue one back when he used to have the USA on it right after being on the Ryder Tour.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
How did it feel in your hands? Was it feel pretty good? That's a high-end deal there.
Yeah, a little big because the guy's a giant, but you know, I'll chalk that up to why it went straight into the ground.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's absolutely what I'd say. Thanks for sharing, Adam. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too.
The guy with the big
Oosthuizen.
He just hit it left into the rough, then second cut, not quite into the pine needles, but he's going to have a difficult shot. He's coming on. He's at 6 under too.
All right, it's all about Tiger getting ready to knock down that putt after the delay. Mm-hmm. Gus in Fort Myers. You're out with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Gus.
Craig and Pete, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Gus? You are. What's happening?
Not much, man. I got a pretty good story. I was in Georgia. I was on a par five. Mm-hmm. I was going for it in two. I had a 3-wood. I hit a pretty good shot and started slicing. There was a lake there. There was a boat. There was a one man on the boat. I go, oh, no, it's in the water. That ball actually ricochets off the bottom of the boat to the side of the boat, kicks up in the air, and lands right in front of the green.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Yes. As I'm walking up to the green, he's yelling, you dented my boat. You dented my boat. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just shrugging my shoulders. I ended up going up and down for a birdie, and he was still yelling at me as I walked away.
So wait a second. So what, the boat is in?
It's in a little pond. On the right-hand side of the green.
What kind of boat?
A pontoon?
He was just one of those little steel boats. Yeah. He was just the one guy just fishing there for bass.
What the hell were they doing? How'd they let him in during when you're playing golf?
We're in Georgia here. It's
I know.
Georgia, so.
you can fish in ponds while people are hitting balls over you? Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I could ball ricocheted, landed in front.
Right. That's a great story.
Pete, keep those keep putting off the green, man. That was some display you put it.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
It has improved my game most of the time. I hit one I was not happy with the other day, but overall, I'm telling you, man.
I still remember the 100-footer you had at Stream Song.
I had a bunch of thank you. 3 feet. It's helped.
All right, so back to 12, and it's the scenic green with the creek, the bridge, the azaleas, the sand. Tiger Woods is 6 feet from the hole.
Official name is Golden Bell.
Golden Bell.
Golden Boy, like Seinfeld's shirt.
The Golden Boy.
Golden Boy.
Golden Boy didn't make it.
Touch Golden Boy.
John Rahm,
yellow T-shirt.
John Rahm's going to go first. He is putting for birdie. He is 5 under.
Yes.
He is way, way left. So we'll see how he does.
He's going to it's down a hill as well. It's going to go a little, I think, left to right. It looks right to left, but it's going to go left to right. Yep, I'm right. Yes, it is. And here it comes.
It's
not going to be enough.
It's going to be short.
Get there. Not even close. He's got about 5 feet, 4.5 feet coming. That's not a gimme at all. Right, that was a bad putt.
That was. All right, Lee is going to go next.
Now, let's be frank here. I have not seen any rain.
None.
None.
We saw black clouds roll over.
Yep.
And but they cleared the course, and they got everybody came running back because everybody wants to watch Tiger now. I mean, the grandstand was packed before the weather delay.
Yeah, well, they make you leave. That's a problem.
Yeah, I think a lot of people bailed for the day.
I would have gone ahead, and Tiger went and hide in the woods. He literally walked into the woods with a couple of security people.
He did. He wasn't going to mingle with the people. Come on now.
No. Lee's putting for birdie as well. Same group here on 12.
He's plus one.
He's
on
one
the
over.
Yeah. I want him to hurry up so he can get this, so that we
this
can watch Tiger Woods.
Does this kid have an ounce of body fat on him? Jeez.
No, he's a string bean. And let's see if he can get this thing. I'd say he's got about an 18-footer.
Mm-hmm. Uphill, right to left.
Yep.
Looks
and,
like.
And as soon as he's done, we can get Tiger out there to see if he can knock down.
Got to get it there.
Let's see.
He started it left.
Oh, that's a good looking putt.
Oh,
it just went on the left side.
Lipped.
Just
off the
missed.
Left.
That was an excellent putt.
It was a great, good effort, too.
All right, tell him to clean the deck so Tiger can get his action going. All right, he does. He's out of the way.
It's been a half an hour now since Tiger's.
I don't want to see Ricky Fowler on. Let's stay with Tiger. ESPN's bebopping all around.
Yeah, they're waiting.
He's on the 11th. He's the hole behind them.
Ricky Fowler, I just said, he just pulled that. Oh, no, it checked up nicely. He's got about a 9-footer for
All right, boys, let's go back to 12. We want to see Tiger. Tiger's got,
here.
A 3-4, 4-footer probably.
Maybe a little more than
You think a little more?
Maybe about.
This is for birdie and to be within two of the lead.
Looks a little downhill, Craig, left
to
right.
Oh, yeah, this
downhill
is not easy.
Left to right. This is not, he's not going to hit this hard.
And
he missed it.
Oh, he went left. Oh, and it hooked the corner.
He missed it.
It went about a third around the hole. And he taps it in now for par. That would have brought him within two. He's still three back. He's
talking to
looking
the
back at the hole. Oh.
We always look back. We all do it. We look back at the hole like it's the hole's fault.
It is the hole's fault.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was disappointing. And you wonder, would he have made that if they didn't have to do the little weather delay?
I know. That's probably
it's hard.
What he's thinking. Carl in the Cape says, was there lightning in the area? Well, apparently there was going to be some
there
lightning.
There had to be if they cleared
it
everybody.
It was coming, but. After about a half-hour delay, we didn't see any rain. The wind has picked up, but.
If it comes down to a stroke or two, I mean, and you just remember the delay. I mean, he had all the momentum in the world. The crowd was in it. He was into it.
You know what's going to be interesting?
A 35-minute delay?
You know what's going to be interesting, Craig? His next shot here on the tee.
On 13.
On 13.
See if he's got it together after the delay and
on
then
13,
after the missed putt.
Which
you're
is
right.
Azalea, and this is a par 5, 510 yards on Azalea. Coming up here, it's the easiest hole on the course, ranked 18th on the course at the Masters.
Yeah.
The average stroke is 4.5. So this is a very eagleable hole for him, possibly. All depends on how frustrated he is and what his first shot's going to be. He looks really pissed right now. I mean, he looks – I know that look.
I mean, before the delay, he was anything but pissed. He had the Tiger walk. He was strutting.
Yep.
He was even smiling at the crowd, threw his club at his caddy in a cool way. And but this is the hole that started our whole day with Zach Johnson on 13, taking a practice swing and accidentally hit his ball.
Off the tee box,
but and
there was
ricocheted.
No intent. There was no intent. Ricocheted 4 feet in front. He got to hit again because there was no intent. Ends up with a birdie on the hole. Had an eagle putt. So I don't think Tiger used his driver here because I don't think he need it, although he might. Because Zach hit his 285 yards, and it was in perfect shape, and he got on in two.
Yeah.
So...
So knock it down to a three wood.
This mess we're looking at right now is who's in front of a tree?
I don't recognize this guy. Who is this? I can't tell. He's whatever it is, it ain't looking good.
Well, it's our boy Usazen.
Yeah.
He's gonna have to hook this around the tree a little bit and keep it low as well.
Look at his feet. He is aiming right.
Yep, there he is.
There you go. Perfectly done.
Oh.
Wrapped it around that tree, and it's onto the green, and it's rolling it, and it's going to go past the pin to the right, but that's a great shot.
He's just about, and rolled right back.
So he's still rolling backwards.
He's pin high. Now it's rolling backwards, though. But to get that on, to have that birdie attempt is fantastic, and he's about, 45 feet away?
Yeah.
About that.
All right, tell you what, we'll come back with what you got. Let's hang
here. Tiger on his tee shot right here. This is huge.
On 13. Let's see if he can get the mo back. Boom.
And it looks like you're going to cut it. It's a dogleg left, par 5.
I think it's looking good.
I think it's looking good as well.
Oh, second cut.
Okay,
first
second cut, but he's got a good look at the green.
All right.
So he can reach in two from there.
He's smiling again.
Yep.
All right, that's the latest on Tiger Woods. We got what you got. We'll close it out. We'll get you into your weekend. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What you got brought to you by our good friends at Twin Peaks. It's a 29-degree frosty beer and a 22-ounce man-sized mug. Wall-to-wall TVs. You can watch the Masters. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. I want all you callers to call in on Monday and hammer Chris for not calling in his own show from Augusta.
Pat me on the back because I told you he wasn't going to call. Saying it for a couple of days.
Said I gave the young lad credit. I thought he would call.
No, not with Tiger teeing off at 153 today and not with him doing so well. Now, the worst part is now at the Masters, it looks like a freaking tornado is about to hit. They're still out there. It's dark. It's way worse than it was when they delayed this for half an hour.
Yep.
Tiger ended up missing a 4.5-foot putt because of it. But he's in good shape on a par 5.
All right. Got a couple other things for you. On this date in history, April 12th, 1964... Arnold Palmer won his fourth Masters title in 1964, his final Masters win. In 1877, a catcher's mask was used for the first time at a baseball game. In 1896, Stamatia Portici, the first woman to win a marathon in Athens. 5 hours and 30 minutes. What'd she do, walk? Nice. Did she walk?
About? That's fantastic.
5:30? She'd be able to do it in 2.5 hours.
What?
That's what they're doing it now.
Craig, if you,
the
ran,
winner of the Boston
you ran
marathon,
a marathon right now, it'd take you 5.5 days.
Well, we're not talking about me. The winner of the Boston Marathon will do it in about 2:05.
Yes, but most people won't.
5:30.
5:30, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Like they're not starting in Hopkinton and running on a highway, basically, the entire time, too. God only knows what it was like back then in Athens, running in the woods and the sand.
This day in 1912, the Chicago Cubs famed double play combination of Tinkers to Evans and Chance made its final appearance together on an opening day game. And in 1940, the NFL cut the clipping penalty. It used to be 25 yards for clipping. Made it 15 on this day in 1940.
Ostracized just...
Luis Oosthuizen. Ostracized.
Part 14.
God, I hope he doesn't win. Just because you can't say his name. it's raining. You can see the water.
It is raining. The umbrellas are up. The wind. It's dark. No. I just want to see Tiger's second shot here. Right. Good luck to Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, game two. They need this one at home against Columbus. Not that they couldn't come back if they were down 2-0, but I have a feeling they will come back strong tonight and blast Columbus. Also, Luke Walton got fired today. Assistant Coach Lou is said to be the front runner, and this is Tiger's second shot. Just into the second cut, starting it right to left, and he hooked it badly.
Too far left.
Okay.
It stayed on just right on the fringe.
He's putting.
Okay.
He should be putting. He's pin high for an eagle attempt right there. That's for an eagle.
I thought that was head toward the sand trap.
Yep,
so he did luck out. All right. Very good. Rick, would you like to add anything to what you got?
Are you disappointed in Chris not calling?
I'm very disappointed.
Not
very,
totally
very,
unexpected.
Very disappointed. Kudos to the Minnesota Vikings for signing Adam Thielen. Woo!
Yes, yeah. 4 years, $64 million extension.
He had a good year to right before his contract extension. He had a good year.
You know, remember he was undrafted.
Yes,
so,
undrafted, unsigned.
So,
yeah,
you know what? Mm-hmm. Certainly one of the three best receivers
absolutely
in the NFL right now,
and non flamboyant and arrogant and all over social media either. He's a quiet guy.
I also think the major story at Augusta this weekend is going to be the weather. I think you guys will be calling play by play again on Monday.
I agree.
I think you're right. I hope so. Makes Monday show more fun.
I agree. Well, I'm also headed to Foxborough Sports Tavern. I'll be there from now until 9 o'clock tonight. I'll get there about a half an hour, and I'll be there until 9. So come on down. It's going to be a great time in Naples.
All right, great. Again, Monday, hammer the millennial Chris for blowing off the show.
I'm not going to hammer him because I expected it.
Exactly. All right, so that's it. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the Masters. Enjoy the weather. Hopefully it won't rain here on Sunday either. For Rick, great job the last 2 days on the other side of the glass, and your music selection has been outstanding for the bumper music.
Top notch, top notch.
Very good. Very good, Rick Church. And Spain and Fitz coming up next. We got play-by-play tonight.
Red Sox and Jays tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
6:10.
That'll do it. Then for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm great. Have a great weekend.
Phenomenal.
And God bless America, everybody.